So, Niamh, very dramatic turn of events over the last couple of hours. Where are you actually based over in Dubai?
Yeah, it's definitely come out of the blue. It wasn't something that we were expecting. Just to hear everything happening so close by is very frightening.
Did you expect that if, you know, we'll not get into the geopolitical side of things, but did you expect if the United States and Israel attacked Iran, that you would start seeing missiles and debris falling in Dubai? Was that even a conversation?
No. Like, we obviously heard about what was happening in Abu Dhabi because I've got friends up there, and they were messaging. We were checking to see were they okay. And we were just sitting in the sitting room with the girls, and next thing, the window started shaking and we could hear bangs. And we've heard them. Now, they've not been constant. The first two, I think it was about an hour, went by, and then we heard another four. And I was actually looking out the balcony, and all I could see was something flying with, looked like a flame flying through the sky. And seconds later, you could hear a bang. We've heard two more in the past 30 minutes. So it's very unnerving. We actually did go out for a walk with the girls to just stock up on some food, and you could just see not huge panic taking over, but you could just see orders of water and toiletries and canned foods going out of the shops. So I think there is panic definitely here, but then not everybody's responding in the same way.
Has things intensified as night has began to fall there? Because I know there was some explosions when we were chatting a little earlier on, and you talked of seeing some flames darting here and there, a couple of bangs in the last 20 minutes. Like, has there been an escalation, do you think, as night has fallen?
I would say it's, I mean, there's a 4-hour gap from whenever we probably heard the first set to here and now. It's just a little bit more constant. I think it's just not knowing when the next one's coming, to be honest. So every time you hear it, you get a fright. I've got a little 3-year-old, and she, just before going to bed, she kept telling us that she was scared and she was frightened, but we just kept telling her it was fireworks for Ramadan and it was nothing to panic about. Obviously, the UAE has said to only follow the official channels on things that's happening, but people are posting online saying different things, so you're not really sure what to believe and what not to believe of stuff that's happening. But the officials are keeping us updated. They're sending out messages saying that our priority is number one, trying to tell everybody to stay indoors, stay safe. I know that some places have been evacuated as well, just trying to keep everybody safe.
When you talked of the most recent two bangs, how loud are they? I mean, is it window shaking, or is it like, you know, it sounds like it's some distance away or what? I can't imagine what that must feel like.
Like, it's window shaking. And you think that it's somewhere around, so you can see everybody in the apartments around us going to their balconies to see, has it actually hit somewhere near us? Every time it happened, it's as if something has fallen from a building and has hit the ground, and it's just a huge bang. And it makes you jump every time. I think about an hour ago when we heard it, just before we were putting the girls down to bed, because it was so much closer than what it had been before, a set of panic definitely set in. I was like, we're moving the girls into our room. They're not sleeping in their room alone. And then you're just thinking like, okay, what do I need to do? Do I need to pack things? Where's the passports? Although the airspace is closed, so there's no point in having the passports, but just in case something happened nearby, if you needed to flee. We're lucky. We have my husband's family are here. So they're about 40 minutes further away from us up north, and they've not heard the bangs and the explosions that we're hearing down here because we're closer to Abu Dhabi, I guess. But it's just the unknown of not knowing what's coming next.
And, The thing about Dubai is it feels so familiar. A lot of people will have been there, right? So it's associated with being safe. It's associated with being sort of, you know, a great place to live and work. And this just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel like it's the image of what we've come to. It must have, really what I'm getting at here is it must have just completely ripped the carpet under your life, like, and your concept of what it is to live there.
Yeah, like, I'm here 12 years and never in my wildest dreams did I ever think this was going to happen here. And, you know, everyone is just on WhatsApp with everybody that's here, checking in to make sure everybody's okay. I know that there was people supposed to be staying close by where the Fairmont got hit, and they were lucky enough to have friends closer to them. But I mean, you're just saying, my door's open, I have space, we're safe. If you're alone or if you're not safe, we're here, like, come. But never in my wildest dreams did I ever think this would happen.
Niamh, what about your
shock, the biggest shock?
Yeah, I'm sure. What about your family and friends at home? Because whilst you're trying to get, you know, getting the kids settled, getting your stuff together, figuring out what to do, obviously, you know, people at home are going, well, what's going on here? We didn't think this was going to happen, even if the United States, Israel did what they said they were going to do. So I presume there's a ton of worry at home.
Yeah, I just had my mom leave on Monday. She was here for a few days, and I think she's definitely panicked. Just whenever you're explaining how close it is. And I was actually on the phone to Dad when one of the explosions happened, and I was like, listen, I need to go because the girls are panicking. I actually just texted my granny before I came on with you to just let her know that we're okay, we're safe. You've got people reaching out to just check in, but I don't actually think anybody understands how close it actually is, which is the scariest part. Like, you're just sitting shaking.
I'm so, so sorry with what you're going through, and it is surreal. It's otherworldly, isn't it? I think it's like it happening to us here in Donegal. If all of a sudden we started hearing, that's how unlikely it might have seemed it could happen to where you are. I presume your mind's all over the place now about the future. I mean, it's way too early to even be talking about that, but I suppose at this point you're wondering, how can you get to your partner's family? That's the initial thing, not what's going to happen in the days and weeks ahead.
We are panicked, but we're trying to stay calm. I have faith in the UAE not letting this escalate out of control. There's still a sense of safety. You still feel like you're safe here. But yeah, it's just like, I would obviously love to just hop on a plane and get out of here.
I know, yeah, and get your kids in there. I know that's you're saying.
Not possible.
Yeah. Palm Dubai, that was struck, it seems. Do you think that was a coincidence? I mean, Iran seems to be targeting US bases or things associated with the United States. Do you think that was random? Do you think that was an intercepted missile? Do you think that missiles are being sent towards Dubai randomly, or they're being intercepted as it goes somewhere else? Or if you have any sense of what's going on?
We don't have any clue what's going on, but I do believe that it was intercepted, and it was falling debris that was the reason for the hotel going up in flames. Thankfully, there wasn't any serious casualties. I think 4 people were injured, but I mean, that could have been a lot more. I had a friend who works down in Jumeirah Al Qasr. She has been evacuated from there and taken home, so like, they're safe as well. Even the ones that are flying over us and we hear the bangs, I do think that they're being intercepted. I don't think that there's an intention to hit civilian areas. But at the same time, you just don't know.
Are you at the basement of your building? I don't know. Are you in an apartment block? Or are you in
I'm
a
in
house
an apartment, or, yeah. And we're on the second floor, so we're quite low. But we're surrounded by high-rise buildings as well.
Right,
so it's like if any of them get hit, what impact would that have on us then?
Yeah, and I was going to try and say something that would mitigate against that, but if I was there, I'd be thinking the exact same the way that you're thinking, and you just really hope you get through to tonight, with as little interruption as is possible.
Yes, we hope so too.
Okay, well, listen, we're all thinking on you over there. It's not just we're not being over parochial. Look, there's lots of people that are getting dragged into this from all nationalities, but obviously here in Donegal we're going to be checking in on our own Donegal folk. I hope you get out of there and get safe, and I really appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.